Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin, in the middle of a very exciting sugya. So before we actually begin the top of Chav Zayin, we have to do just a drop of Chazara to remind us that we're in the middle of this sugya. Back on daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we had a Mishnah. We all have learned since the beginning with the Masechta that a Nozer that completes his or her Naziris has to go and bring karbonos. And the karbonos are three behemoths. One is an oila, one is a chatos, and one is a shlamin. We've also learned that when it comes to women, if they are married, their husbands have the right to be mefer their neder, and therefore to go and stop the naziris short. And what happens if that lady were to have assembled her behemoths in advance? In other words, she's a very forward-thinking young lady. She goes and takes upon herself the Naziris, knowing that in 30 days she's going to have her behemoth, so she already gets her behemoths together. So we have the Mishnah, depends if it's her behemoths, it's her husband's behemoths. But what happens if instead of taking together behemoths, she took together money, and she had money lying around, which she allocated and set aside for bringing her kabbanis? So our Mishnah told us that there's a difference between Mois Stumen and Mois Mifurashin. What a moment. We are just looking briefly at Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in the middle of the Mishnah. Mois Stumen means that she knows she has to bring three kabbanis. Let's assume the average price on the three kabbanis is $200 each. Three times 200 is $600. She put away $600 for the three kabbanis. But she didn't say what the $600 was going to be for, just for her kabbanis. And now what happens? Her husband cut the Naziris short. She doesn't need these monies any longer. They are now moiser. They are now just extra funds. What do you do with these funds? Says our Mishnah, Yivlo Linadava. What means a dava? That means you hand it over to the Gizbar in the base of English, and he's going to set it aside for Kayetz HaMizbeach. That means when you have a rainy day in Yerushalayim. Mendy told us last week that there were a number of rainy days. So on those days, it would not have been a lot of kabbanis brought by the average individual because inclement weather. So what's going to happen? The mizbeach is going to be empty, so that the mizbeach should not be in shame or humiliated. Then the gizbar would take monies out of the pushka for the kites of mizbeach and use them to bring oilois nidav. The Gemara asked, how can you say something like that? Within the mois stumen, one third of these monies would have been brought for a karban chatos. And we know a karban chatos, we have the famous rule of the chomish chatois mesois. And even though over here we don't have chas shalom misa, but if you think about it, the naziris passed away. Because although she, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking, but the naziris that she took upon herself is no longer. So now I have the moiser of these funds. What do I do with them? So in fact, the Mishnah told us if the mois were not mois stumen, but mois mufurashin, meaning that she had already designated that $200 for my chatas, $200 for my oila, $200 for my shlamim, then the fact that $200 for the chatas would go liyam melach. And therefore the Gemara asked, if that's the case, why don't you go and say the same thing by the mois stumen? Since I have mois chatas mixed in, according to the Mefarish, then at least one third of it, the normal allocation, should go to Yam HaMelech. The Tosis and the Rosh say that since you have the Tamei Chatas mixed in, then the whole thing should go to the Yam HaMelech. Why does it say in our Mishnah that if the Mois Stumen, Yiplu L'Nedova? So as you'll recall, the Gemara addressed the Shaila, and the top of Chof Hei Amar Aleph, the Gemara said that it's a machloik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha hi ben Nazir. That's the Halacha. That's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Whether you understand it, whether you don't understand it, whether you like it, you don't like it. Azoyez is, that's Halacha hi ben Nazir. That when you have Moiser, Mois, Stumen, what do you do with those funds? It all goes Linadav. And Reish Lakish said, I can learn it from Sukkah. Although our Mishnah was focused on the case of the lady whose Naziris terminated prematurely because of her husband that was Mefer, the Gemara said the same thing applies also to a Nazir, a regular, an ordinary Nazir, that unfortunately passed away prematurely. In the middle of his 30 days, Nebuch, he passed away, and he left over Mois Stumen. Same halacha, halacha ibn Nazir, that those monies go for the Nidava, for Kayetz HaMizbeach. So that's basically what we've been learning for the last couple of days. And then, yesterday, on Shabbos Kodesh, the Gemara said on Chof Vov Omid Beis that there's also a concept of cash equivalence, and therefore we have to see whether this is stin only applies to mois, only to monies, or does it apply to other things as well. And you'll recall the Gemara said, starting on seven lines from the top of Chof Vov Omid Beis, the same line where you have the Aleph in brackets, which is the Vilna Gaon. At the end of the line it says, Omer Rav Huna, on to the next line, Omer Huna Omer Rav, Lo Yishanu Ela Ma'ois, Aval Behem Mahari Ikim Mufureshes. What happens if instead of setting aside monies, either the case of the young lady in our Mishnah, or the case of Nebuchadnezzar who passed away, instead of putting aside the $600, he put away an animal that was worth $600. The way the Rosh and the Tosis learn, we're not talking about an animal that could be used as a carbon, but we're talking about, for instance, a par. I'm sorry? What do I say that it can't be used as a carbon? Because in the Torah it specifies what animals one needs to use for these three korbanos. For instance, okay, very good. Good, good. So in fact, when you're talking about the korban chatas, it has to be dafka a kizba. Not a kizba seira, that's a regular chatas. Okay. Here it has to be dafka a kizba, which is a female lamb. When you're talking about the oila, it has to be a keves. And when you're talking about the shlom, it has to be an ayil. Those three animals. So we're going to see more about that a little bit later. But the point is that he did not set aside any of those animals, but rather he set aside either one large par, or, for instance, three large parim or seirim, which are disqualified, which cannot be used for these kabbas. And so therefore, he intended that to be his cash cow, that is going to be his cash equivalent from which he's going to go and take his money. So if and when he's going to finish off his nesiris, he's going to go and sell that animal, take the funds, and use it to go and buy the karbonos that we just enumerated. It's not that simple, because although he didn't intend that this behemah be brought as a carbon, however, since this behemah is ra'uy to be brought as a carbon, lady, come on in, we were waiting for you. What a night. Here or there, wherever you want. But this is a hot seat. You're going to help me out over here from having trouble, okay? You'll give me a...
We were able to find the Gemaras, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. You did a great job. Okay, make yourself comfortable. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for closing the door. So, getting back to our Gemara. Here, the case of the par, even though the par is not fit to be used, not suitable to be used for these three kabbanis, nevertheless... And therefore, if you set it aside for funding for the three kabbanis, it gets what we call kedushas damin. Kedushas damin means that you didn't intend bringing this par for the carbon. It's only to be the cash from which you're going to go and use the carbon. However, we have a rule in Masechta Zvachim that any type of animal that you are maktish for kedushas damin, and it's ro'ui lamizbeach, ro'ui means that it is a tam or a tamima, it gets an automatic upgrade from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf. So what you're going to have to wait to do for converting this par into cash is you're going to have to wait until it gets a mum. And that might take quite a while. So therefore, Rav Huna Marav said, the halacha of Mois Tumen only applies to Ma'ois, but not to a behema. Behema harihi kimefureshes, which means that if you weren't going to go and wait for this animal, it'd be like the mefureshes that we had before, that unfortunately would have to go lemisa, just like any chomish chatois meses. And then the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Nachman, hodi Omer behem hari kibufreshes leishon ala tamima av balas mum hari hi kisuma." If it's a bal mum, then it has the same din like a stuma. Why is that? Because since this behem is a balas mum, it's, if you will, oiva la soicher. You take it to the meat market on Mondays or Thursdays, and you tell them that you have a lovely animal. Yes, it has a nick on the nose, on the toes, here or there. It's disqualified for a carbon. But otherwise, it's almost like chulin. You have to go and tell them that it was originally a carbon, because there's still some residual requirements. But nevertheless, basically, it happens to be chulin, and therefore it's like stuma, like mois stumen. Since mois stumen, we said, in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's halacha, he ben knows it, that moi stumin go linadava. Here too, this behema balas mum, if and when the nazir passed away, or if she stopped her naziris because the husband was mefer, then it would be kistuma. Ava nascha le, but not nascha. What's nascha? Nascha means a large bar, for instance, of silver or of gold. If you were to go and take a gold bar from Fort Knox, which is worth, I don't know, $25,000, you go into the store and say you want to buy a container of orange juice, and they say, okay, mister, it costs here $5, okay, I give you my gold bar, please give me change. Mister, are you nuts? We don't deal in gold bars. I know it's worth more than the container of orange juice, but you gotta go and give us cash, you gotta go and give us $5. So therefore the Gemara says it's not a cash equivalent. Yes, there is a market for nascha. You're going to have to go to wherever. Yes.
Meaning like illiquid?
Illiquid, exactly right. But I don't like using the term illiquid. I don't want people to think that it's sickly or something. This happens to be solid bar. It's just that you cannot easily convert it into cash. So it's not a cash equivalent.
Isn't that the definition of illiquid?
Yeah, but not everybody is familiar with that term. Some people think illiquid, that you mean you take a poison, chas v'shalom, and you pass away because it's an illiquid. Shelley, where are you? Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, that was the case of the nascha. For a nach bar Yitzchak, omar filu nascha. No, nascha is one halacha. Avos saver shel koyrois loy, but not saver shel koyrois. Sorry, saver shel koyrois. If you have a large collection, a whole bundle of large beams, and you look at the beams and say, oh, these are really great. How much would you want to pay for these beams? I wouldn't want to pay for those beams anything, because I'm not in construction. Oh, you have to find people, contractors and construction people. Those people look at the beams and they'll measure them and they'll see whether they're smooth, whether they're solid, whether they're good, whether they're large enough, whether they're too large. So therefore, that also has a very limited market. They are, to use your term, illiquid, and so therefore they're not cash equivalent. So therefore, what our Gemara has done is it has enumerated three separate items, which although they happen to be metalkalin, and therefore I would think they're just like cash in a sense, and therefore maybe the halacha should be that if the nozer passed away and left these hanging or left them on the table or wherever they happen to be, I might think that they should all fall in a dova. The answer is no, because they are not cash equivalent. And therefore the Gemara gave us examples of three separate items. And that's where the Gemara is up to now, about seven lines from the bottom of the Amid. Omali Rav Simi Bar Ashi Lirav Papa. Mai Tamai Rabbanan Di Amri. What's the svara of the foregoing Rabbanan that we enumerated that said, Mo'is Voloi Behema? That was Rav Huna Omer Rav, that the halacha of Mois Stumin Yipulin Adova only applies to Mois, but not to Behemois. The Loi Nascha, that was the svara of Rav Nachman, which is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, that holds that a gold bar does not qualify for Mois Stumin, and also Mois V'loi Savra, that was the Savra Shal Koyrois, that you had a bundle of the beams, that too is not considered to be a cash equivalent, and so therefore you do not have the halacha L'Mois Sinai of Yiplu Linetov.
And that's all part and parcel of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. It has to be cash equivalent.
For our purposes, and it should be Yiplu Linetova, it has to be a cash equivalent, and therefore only Mois, not Behema, not Nascha, and not Tzavr
Shokai. Are they off the gold Yama Melech, all these other commodities?
The answer is yes. I say L'choyr because it's a Machloikis.
So
yes.
If you're up north, you're going to schlep beams all the way down to Yama Melech just to chuck them in.
Burn them up. The equivalent is burning them up.
You don't have to do that. You can go and call a mover, and he should move them all to Yama Melech. Anyway,
but it doesn't seem why would the Torah be so machped? It has to be cash equivalent. You have a gold nascha; it has to be appraised, understood. Mm-hmm. But it's still, why should it be considered as mufarashin and not stumer?
The svaris are wonderful and are great. We have a lach l'mishu sinai. We have a lach l'mishu sinai. That's the rule. You can start thinking this way.
Rish Lakish, he would...
So it's interesting. The Gemara does not deal with Rish Lakish, but the Rosh has, throughout his commentary, says that although we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing applies to Rish Lakish. He tries to emphasize the Pesukim also, that it should be only Mois and not all the rest. But Ayin Shem, that's why it's very geshmak. You have rush on both sides of the Amud, because there's quite a lot of rush that goes into it, and you have to use a lot of rush to understand it. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we had now the three exclusions from the Mo'ois Stumois. Says now Reb Simi Barashi to Rav Papa, once you're saying that, let me come across, let me give you another example. Elamiata, are you going to go and say Mo'ois V'loi Oifois, that only Mo'ois Stuma, but this would not apply to Oifois? Now what type of Oifois are we talking about? The Toises in the Rashi, we're talking about the Kan of Oifois, Kan meaning the two Oifois that you would bring for the Mechusari Kapara, but of course our Gemara is not dealing so much with the other Mechusari Kapara, we're dealing more with a Nozir, so for instance, a Nozir that became Tamei, and he set aside, or she set aside money, not money, but Oifois to go and bring. What happens with those Oifois? So based on what you're telling me, that it's a very clear halacha, l'moish v'sinai, or according to Reish Lakish, you have a passing, that there's a din of mois, v'loi, behemah, v'loi nascha, v'loi sabra, l'choy, you should also say mois, v'loi, oifois. And if that's the case, that means that oifois do not have a din of stumen, they have a din like mefuroshin. Suktimar v'chitein mohachanami, that oifois have a din of mefuroshin, el hodiyam rav chizda, en akina misparshis, elu balkichas balim, ibasiyas koyin, Amai, Hamois Kimirin La. What is the Gemara referring to? We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that there are two psukim when you're buying a kan of oifis. A kan means a pair of oifis for whatever you need to bring the pair of oifis for Menatoya. Aha. So now, when you buy the oifis in the oifis store, what you can do is at that very moment that you buy them, you can go and say, I'm getting this one for the oilas oif, and I'm getting this one for the chatas oif, put on a dendula or some sort of simen, so you can distinguish between the two. Now, what happens if the person just bought the two oifis, and he brought them home without making any statement or any determination? Says Rav Chista, Emerson, this is a number of Mishnais in Masechtas Kinim, where things over there are really feigeldik, Masechtas Kinim. What happens, he brings the two oifois to the Kohen on the day he wants to bring them as a carbon, and the Kohen says, can you tell me which one is the oilas oif, which one is the chatzas oif? Nemtadom in Hungarian means, I don't know, because I did not previously designate them. So the Kohen says, that's fine, I'll designate them now. I'm going to make this one into an oilas oif, it's going to be a chatzas oif, and Shalom Ayisra. Freitach, Rav Sima Barashi, how can you allow for the Kohen to make that determination? Don't we say that only by Mo'ez, Mo'ez are Stumois, which therefore suggests that in the case of the Kan that he bought, that L'choyra becomes like Mefuroshois. If it's Mefuroshois, that means that at the time that he bought them, he explicitly said, this is Chatas Oif or Oilas Oif, or if he didn't say it explicitly, automatically it's going to be Misparshois. Why? Why don't I say it's like Mois Tumen? Because just like you said, Mois V'loi Behema, V'loi Nascha, V'loi Savra, why don't you say Mois V'loi Oifois? The same halacha should apply. And therefore, it's not Stumen, it's automatically Mufuroshis. If it's Mufuroshis, you should not be able to even go and bring them, and the Kohen should not be able to go and choose and say, this will be Chatas Oif and this is Oilas Oif, because maybe in fact it's the other way around, because automatically they get the din of Mefuroshin. So Ibazoi, how could you ever go and bring Korbonis of a Kan unless at the very outset you yourself said, this is the Chatas Oif, this is the Oilas Oif? But how would you allow the Kohen to make that decision had you not previously made the decision yourself? By default, if something is not Stumen, then it's Mufuroshin. If it's Mufuroshin, and Toisis refers to this as Mufuroshin bita'aruvis, it's Mufurosh, but it's mixed together. If it's mixed together, then the Kohen would not have the right to select it, and the Kohen couldn't even bring them, because you cannot take a Chatas Oif and be Makrevit Lamata, or Oilas Oif Lamala.
And all the other things.
When it comes to oilas oif has to be lamala, means on top of the mizbeach, and the chatas oif is lower down on the mizbeach, so you can't switch it around. So I see lechoyder from the case of this Rav Chizda, and the case of the oifois, that we say that oifois does have a din of stumen, and that's why the kohen can make his selection at the time that you bring the oifois to the base of Migdash. If that's the case, why don't you say the same? same thing applies to the Nascha and to the Behemah and to the Sabah Shel Kodesh. And therefore Rav Simi Barashi is now challenging all of these three Rabbanon, the Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Bar Yankif, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he's saying the Chodesh and the Din of Mois Tumen should apply across the board, not only to Mois. That's the
Kasha. The other things aren't more than Mizbeach.
And therefore?
Therefore there has to be, just because the Torah says so, I mean, Rav Chisda is right, and just because the Torah said so, there has to be this.
So if you wait, Mitchum, we're going to deal with your type of distinction, but all this kashas and truths and the people want to ask, you'll notice is quite a lengthy process, and that's why it's such a short little amud. There's tons to be asked and to be discussed on that type of question and other related questions. Anyway, so that was Rav Simi Barashi's kasha. Is Amalei Sanara Papa answers him back, V'litaymach, and according to you, Hoditnan, don't we have in the Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Hevi Sholosh Behemis V'loi Piresh. What happens if a person brought three behemis to the Beis HaMikdash and he was not mefarish which one is which? So then, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's not really necessary to be mefarish, because a ru'uya l'chatas tikarev chatas, l'oyla tikarev oyla, l'shlam tikarev shlam. Meaning that one of them is going to be a kizba, that's a female lamb, I think that's called a ewe, E-W-E, that's going to be for the chatas. The one that's the oyla is going to be a regular keves, a male lamb. And then when you're dealing with the oyla l'shlam, I'm sorry, when you're dealing with the shlam, that's going to be an ayil. An ayil happens to be a ram, that's an older lamb. The difference between a keves and an ayil is only in age. A keves is ben shnosa, meaning ben shnosoi, within its first year of life. An ayil is past that. Anyway, so says Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you brought these three behemoths to the Beis Hamikdash and you were not mefaresh, whichever one is roi for each one, that's what the kohen is going to do and use for the kabbalas. Freiti mora, amai, why do you say that? Who amris, didn't you say before the behema lav kimufaresh is damya? And so we see, says Rav Papa, in response to Rav Simi Barashi, that only by mois do we say that the mois stumen hay. Lagabi, these three behemas, we say that they are like mifurashin, because in fact the person didn't say beferish, this is for the chatas, this is for the oila, this is for the shlam. He just handed it over to the gizbor, to the koyin, and the Beis Hamikdash said, koyin, do what you have to do. The Tosis adds, don't tell me it's talking about that he said, this is the chatas, and this is the oil, this is shlam, because that's a dover pashit. Nobody would even ask anything from a Mishnah like that. That's a dover pashit. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he didn't say anything, he just handed the three behemoths over, the kohen had the right to go and make a designation at this time. So now the question is, how...
The guy had the designation when he had the kavana, he picks up a female and a male.
Exactly, self-evident.
The answer about being self-evident, that's going to be the Gemara's Teretz to Mitchem on the top of the Amid base. But in the meantime, the Gemara is trying to say that they're all on the same playing field, and therefore, if you're saying Rav Simi Barashi, that the din of Mois should apply across the board, that Mois, not only Mois, but also Behemoth, and also Nasch and Tzavar, and the Oifois, and now these three Behemoths, that they all should have a status of Stumen. If they have a status of Stumen, how can you go and bring these Kabbanas without being Mefarish, without saying clearly, you're the Chattas, you're the Oila, and you are the Shlomim? Can just bring Stumen, is the Haraya that they have a status Kimufurashin. Oh, so the Papa says, you're trying to bring the Araya from Oifis, I'm going to bring the Araya from Behemoth, that in fact they have the status of Mefurash. The only time that you say something as a status of Stumen is just Mois alone, only Mois.
And we don't say the coin made the designation right there on the spot.
How else can you do it?
These three animals?
These animals only match those three
right
three
now,
slides.
That's going to be the Morris Teretz. But in the meantime, the Gemara is saying, is you see from that Gemara of the three animals,
yeah,
that you do not say that animals have a din of Suman, they have a din of Mefurashin. Since they have a din of Mefurashin, that's the raya to what we said earlier, Rav Huna Marav, Rav Nachman Bar Yankif, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, then all of those cases they are Kimufurashin. It's only Mois, money that is considered to be cash, cash is king, cash is not king, but lamaisa, that's the only thing stuman. Anything else is considered to be mefarashin. And that's why these three animals were bringing in without expressly saying, you're a chattas, you're an oiler, and you're a shlach.
And they'd be accepted.
And they would be accepted and brought
in. The Nasra, these other things, they'd be mefarashim and would be accepted.
Yamamelech.
They have to go to Yamamelech because they weren't properly designated, or they weren't.
Not that they weren't properly anything.
Chattas value is
interesting. Chattas value is trapped. They weren't considered kesef. They weren't considered.
Moistuman. Good. Amalei. So now Rav Simi Bar Ashi is responding to Rav Papa. And he's saying, you really cannot compare the two cases, the oifis and the behemoth. Why? Because Hassam, we're talking about the Khan of oifis, I have two psukim. It says v'lokach and v'osa. The truth of the matter is there is no pasuk v'lokach, it's really v'lokcha. For those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalem, it says v'imloi simtza yada dey seh, v'lokcha shtei soirim oi shnei v'nei yoyna, so what does the pasuk say? This is referring to a yoledes who cannot afford to go and bring a seh as part of her two karbanis, and therefore v'lokcha she takes. That's the v'lokach of our gemara. V'lokcha shtei soirim shnei b'nei yoyna and echol the oil of echol chatas. What it means that she takes it, echad the oil of echad lechatas, it must mean that when she bought the two oifis, she designated at the time of the kicha. And that's why it says here on the back, on the bottom of Chavav Amid Beis, Eina kina misparshas, ela ela bekicha sabalim. At the time of the kicha, falakcha, echad the oil of echad lechatas. And then we have the second pasuk. Second pasuk is, the gabi emetzoira, the osa oisim hakoyin, echad chatos vo echad oila v'chiper olav akoyin lefnei Hashem mizoylai. So it says v'osa oisam akoyin echad chatos v'echad oila. What do you mean that the koyin makes it into a chatos into an oila? Wasn't the chatos an oila when she bought the oifis l'chadchila? The answer is she could have, had she wanted to, allocate and designate this is for the oil and this is for the chatos, but she failed to do so. Now what happens when the koyin gets the two oifis? The osa oisam akoyin. The koyin is the one that's going to make that decision. This is the chatos and this is the oila. And that's why it's said on the bottom, Omrav Chizda, ain't a kinim esparshis. Either at the time of the chichas balam when the balam buy the oifis, or at the time of the asiyas koyin. So the Tosik tells us the fetish, this is what you're supposed to do. You have a question, I see.
I'm just a little. So when she shows up with the two birds, the koyin doesn't ask her, okay, what's this for? What's this for?
The answer is you're absolutely right. Any koyin that knows what he's doing will definitely ask her. Because it doesn't have to be that this is a kan of one chattas and one oila. Theoretically, could be two oilas. So it's very necessary to find out what are the rules and regulations governing these two oilas. So now, if the lady says, oh, I already designated them at the time that I bought them, this is a chattas and this is an oila, wonderful, my job is so much simplified. On the other hand, if she says, I really don't know. Here, two oifis, you figure it out, you know. I didn't have a chance to go to Bessyanku. Exactly, you're the Kayan. I didn't go to Bessyanku, I didn't go to Beisar, I didn't go to Beis Ruchel, I didn't go to Beis Chana, I didn't go to Beis Minka. Ich weiß nicht, I have just two oifis, that's what they told me I got to bring. Now it's up to you.
So then the Kohen would say, okay, so being that you gave birth and the rule is such, so you need to bring this and that.
So exactly. He just has to do it. Just by his demonstration, his actions demonstrate.
The Gemara suggests, from the Gemara, it sounds like he's supposed to make a designation. And he's supposed to say, okay, this one is going to be the Chattas Oif, and this is going to be the Oglas Oif, and we're going to treat it accordingly. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Simi Bar Ashi says. The reason why you do this by the Khan, because that's what the Torah tells us. It's either v'lokcha, and then it's echel oil of yechel chatos, or at the time of the asi of asu makoyin, echel chatos v'yechel oil. And therefore, says Rav Simi Bar Ashi, I have a raya to me, like I asked my question, that the din of stuman doesn't only apply to ma'ois, but also applies to oifis. And therefore, since it applies to oifis, that's why the koyin can go and designate it now when she brought these previously undesignated oifis, he can designate them now. because if they would already be mefurashim, then he wouldn't be able to designate them. So he's saying, but they weren't mefurashim. They were stumen, she didn't do anything. Stumen only applies to ma'ois, it doesn't apply to ayfais. That's what Rav Simcha Barashi is asking. You're telling me that stumen is only ma'ois. You're wrong. I see from ayfais that they do not have the din of stumen. I'm sorry, that ayfais also has the din of stumen. Not like what you were saying, mois v'loi behema, mois v'loi nascha, mois v'loi savar. You should say mois v'loi oifois. But that's not true. Oifois are included in mois. And since they're included, then the others should also be included in mois. That's what Rav Simcha Barashi is presenting his issue. Now Rav Papa said, yeah, what about the three behemas? Zot yimora hocha, and the Mephoshim take out the word nami. Hocha, meaning in the case of the three animals with Shem Gamliel, this is what everybody was screaming out a minute or 2 minutes ago. Mimotis amris, hadein chatos, tikor of oila. What are you going to say? You give the three animals to the kohen, and the kohen can go and mix and match and do whatever he wants. You cannot, it's impossible. Hocha nekeva, hocha zochar. The animal which is...
can.
I'm sorry?
Nowadays
okay.
Yeah, no transgender.
Not in the base of Midrash. So, Hocha Nekeva, Hocha Zohar. Here you're talking about that it's a Kizba. Kizba by default, there's no question, that's going to be the Chatas. The other one, the Zohar, that's going to be the Oila or the Shlom, but it's certainly not going to be the Chatas. And the Gemara leaves out, but you can parenthetically add, Hocha Keves, Vahocha Ayil. When it comes to the Keves, that's going to be the Oila. When you're talking about the Ayil, that's going to go and be for the Shlom. And therefore, what Rav Simcha Barashi says is, don't give me a retort, a response from the three animals. This is what everybody was saying before. You were saying, oh, I see from this that these animals are not considered to be stumen. Where do I see this? From the fact that this is, even though he was not mefarish it, it becomes automatically a chatas and oil and a shlam. He says, of course they automatically become a chatas and oil and shlam. There is no other default, there's no other option. The one that happens to be the nekeva, for sure is going to be the chatas. So even without being mefarish it, it's kimufurashin dami. But that's not by the oifis. The oifis, of course, there is no ein tamas v'zachras b'oifis. The two oifis are basically twins. It could be this one be the chatas, right? This one could be the oil.
There's an issue here.
Yes.
You can have two caves and an aisle. One is 364 days old, and the other one is 366 days old.
So right.
You know which one is.
No, Pogus is a month.
Because
the 13th month of a lamb is considered a Pogus. And it's excluded, so that it's a whole thing in Zvachim. Up to a year is a keves. Post 13 months is an aisle. So you have that neutral zone, the Pogus zone.
Either that, or they brought along a birth certificate, and this says that this was born on June the 15th, a Yichas Brit, and this was born in September, and so therefore they'll figure out which one is the Kevis or the Isle. Yeah, you're right, there could be potentially that concern. You even you come sometimes to a bar mitzvah and you see a bucher that looks like he's ready to get married. And sometimes you go to a chassan and you look at the chus and you think he's just a bar mitzvah boy. So it's certainly possible, but we're talking about that we know it's identifiable, they have proof, evidence, etc., etc. Okay.
With the woman bringing the kinnim, she doesn't even see the kohen. I mean, she's in the.
She just pushes the money in the shop.
Her husband.
If she's bringing money, he would.
Her husband brought it, or it was designated. Whatever.
She can bring it too. Okay. She can go until she can go in the Azaz Noshim. What's the name of the Shar Nikanar? She can go until the Shar Nikanar before the Azara, and she speaks to the Kohen. The Kohen says, what do you want, young lady?
So the through the Israel there?
She can come through the Azaz Noshim. There also happens to be separate doorways on the Tzofen and the Dorim, which are called Shar HaKarbonos, where people can go and bring Karbonos, depending whether it's Kachi Kudishim, Kachim Kalim. So there were places where they would drop off their Karbonos or hand it over to the Kohen. But getting back to our Gemara now. So now the Gemara leaves that issue, and we're going to deal now with the issue of the difference between the Balmum and between the Tam, the Tmima. What did we say back on Chof Vav Amid Beis? That if you're talking about a Behema that was a Balas Mum, that is considered to be a cash equivalent, considered to be liquid, because it's easy to go and sell a balas mum. If it's a tamima, that's much more difficult. It's illiquid, because you have to wait until it gets a mum to be able to be poided, to go and take the money, to be able to go and buy the kavanas. So it's not in the category of cash. Okay, Zokti Mar Mosav Rav Nuna. So Rav Nuna asked the following kasha: Umi Amrinan Behema Balas Mum Kistuma Dam. You have me telling me the Behema Balas Mum. That is a cash equivalent, just like Mois Stumen Toshima. Keitzad Amru Ishmegalech Al Niziris Oviv Bizman. Now there's a change of kirsa over here. It's not Bizman Shoyahu for Oviv Nizirim, but rather Bizman Shoyah Oviv Nozir, that his father was a Nozir, and the father set aside Kabbalah. And this is going to be a Mishnah which we're going to learn in Mir Tashem in another 3 days or so. And there are Chilufei Girsois here and there. We're going to learn the way to Rosh and the Toisus learn our Gemara. And that is, you have a father and son, and the father takes upon himself Naziris. The son also takes upon himself Naziris. The question is, when did the son take upon himself Naziris? At the same time as the father? Or, unfortunately, Loyalenu, the father passed away, and now the son takes upon himself Naziris. So that's a whole discussion in that Mishnah. But for purposes of our discussion, we're just going to truncate and focus on the key points. And it says, Ketzer Omru Ishmegalech on Naziris of. When can a person use the kabanos which were left behind by his father? Bizman shehoya oviv nazir. Take out huva oviv nazirim. Bizman shehoya oviv nazir. The father was a nazir. The hifrish oviv ma'ois l'nazirusai. And he set aside money. Ma'ois. Umeis. And unfortunately the father passed away. Rachman l'islam. And now the son says, oi, Abba, Tati, Daddy, Pop never had a chance to finish off his Naziris, and he left over money. I think it would be fitting for Aliyas Neshama, I'm going to become a Nazir, but the Omer Hareni Nazir Almanas She'agaleach Almois Abba. I want to go and use the monies that father left behind. That's fine. He can do that.
Even the Chatas monies? Because these are most stumin, or because it says Hifrish. Hifrish, so if he's Hifrish, was he most stumin or most for Russian?
Hifrish just means he set them aside. These are not for Russian.
Without designating. What, okay.
Exactly right.
Okay.
He has to take responsibility for his own fate. So it can't be that. It can only be if he becomes a Nazir once his father dies. Okay.
I'm not exactly following. I'm sure you're trying to say something very witty, but I'm just not catching it.
It's not witty at all. It's very profound.
Well, everything that you say is profound, but usually there's some wit in, coupled with the profundity.
These are monies in a box with no labels attached, no subcategories attached. They're mos stumim.
Correct.
And they have the mos of a chatos perhaps inside them.
Not perhaps, definitely inside them.
And it's sufficient for all three. It's sufficient to buy all three.
And normally what would be the case if there was no son, he didn't want to take upon himself Naziris, and there was money left over, mos stumim.
That's kaitasim is there.
Okay, exactly. Yiplun adava. Exactly. Yiplun adava. That wouldn't be a shaila. Here the son wants to go and use those funds. The son is allowed to use those funds if at the time he says, Hareini Nazir, I'm doing it Almanas Shagaleach Almois Abba, that I'm doing it specifically and expressly only on the condition that I can go and use the monies of father. Now some of you might be thinking, doesn't that sound like he's being Masna Almasha Kosov in the Halacha L'moish Misinai? So it says, Toises, that's part of the Halacha L'moish Misinai, that under normal circumstances, if there is no son, the Mois Stumen go in fact, but if there is a son who makes such a tonight, he can go and use it for his own.
It's a carve out in the Hercules and Zeros.
Yes, sir.
But the son must do it immediately.
Why?
He has to do it after the father passes away.
Why does but immediately, because if not, the judges are going to take care of it.
It doesn't go to probate. This is the time of Chazal.
You're talking about the surrogate's court and things of that nature? I don't know that it would be subject to the surrogate's court because these are Hegdish monies. And so therefore they're like trust funds which are not part of the estate. But this is it's very important to be careful about all those details. Yes, Shakaya. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar, that's only in a situation where the father passed away. Now we have to add now a whole bunch of words. What happens, however, if the father and the son took upon themselves Naziris at the same time? Doesn't have to be simultaneously, but it means that the son took upon himself Naziris before the father passed away, and so therefore he could not have thought, I'm going to go and use father's monies to go and satisfy my naziris, because the father set aside those monies for his own naziris. And what happens now subsequently? Father ultimately passes away and leaves over the money. The son is not going to use those monies. Okay, that's the same as we've been learning all along, that a person who's a nazir terminates his naziris because either in the case of the wife where the husband annulled it, or in this case where the nazir nebuch passed away, what moist is, that's the loch on which we see, I contribution on contrishlokish based on psukim. Okay. So now the Gemara's focus is not going to be on the Mois, it's going to be on this Behema case. What happens if the father left behind him three Behemoth Mufreshes? Mufreshes means that he had been Mufarish what the Behemoths were going to be used for. And one of them was the Kizbo, which is going to be used for the Chatos, and Chatos Tomas, because since the father passed away, that's a classic case of
Chatos
Mesas. One of the Chatos Mesas, because Chatos Shemesa Baalea. So finished, Chatos Tomas. Oila, Tikar of Oila, Shlam, Yikar of Shlam. Since both of them are susceptible to be brought as a Neder Nedova for an Oila Shlam, then bring for Oila Shlam, which is what we had in the Mishnah, if you recall, as well, the Gabi, the three banks. Okay. So now, note that this Mishnah that we're quoting just says Hoysel Behema Mufreshes, but it doesn't describe whether this Behema was a Tamima or the Behema was a Balasmum. Since the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara assumes that it's talking about in both cases. Say if the Behema was a Balasmum, and say if the Behema was a Tamima. Okay, so Frey Timur, my love, afilu balasmum, aren't we talking about a balasmum? I understand what you're asking. You're thinking if it's an oila, how could you call it oil?
Right, exactly.
I said that's what you're going to go and ask. Okay. So what would be the answer? That you're going to go and take it, you're going to be pointed and use the money for an oila. Okay, fine. Anyway, so my love, afilu balasmum, aren't we even talking about a balasmum? And what are we saying by a balasmum? That the balasmum does not have the status of mois, stumois, yiplun and adava, but rather it has its own halacha as if it was mufreshes. And therefore, the oila you bring for an oila, not that you give it to the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, the kaitzim is beach, you can bring it yourself for an oila. And again, the Baal never passed away, but the Yorishim will be able to go and bring the money, the animal, he'll be able to bring the shlamim for a shlam. And we're assuming my love afilu balasmum, so he cannot bring balasmum itself. He'll be pointed, take the money, he'll use it for an oil and shlam. So what do I see from this? I see from this that even though you're talking about a behema balasmum, that it does not have the same status as mois stumois. Previously, we said back in Chavov Amid Beis that when it comes to behemois, there's a distinction to be made between a tamima and a balasmum. A tamima is taka mois veloi behema veloi Nascha v'loy savar, but if you're talking about a behemah balas mum, that's a liquid investment, equivalent, asset, good, a cash equivalent, so it has the same din as mois tumas. What is tumas? What did we say about mois tumas? The father passed away, yipul and another. So I should say the same thing, legabe the mois tumas for the oila and for the shlam. Of course, the chatos is chatos is trapped, if you will. Yeah, it goes lamisa because one of the chamuchomish chatos mezes. But the oil and shlum, if we're talking about behemoths which are baalei mum, so then it should have the same din as mois tumois and mois tumois yibul nadava. Sfrei tomorrow my lava filu balas mum. So I see from this that a behema balas mum does not have the din of mois tumois. We're not talking about balasmum, we're talking about a tamima, which of course is the pashit pshat. Fatimor, if that's the case, so you're talking about balasmum, kistumadamya, my iriam mois, lema hoisle behema balasmum, yiplun adava. In other words, what the Gemara is asking is, here in the safe of the Mishnah, the Gemara distinguish between mois, tumois, yiplun adava, and behema mufrashes, chatas tomas, oila tekar of oila, shlam yikar of shlam. You're telling me now that mois tumois really includes behema stuma, or a behema which is a balas mum. Thank you. The behema balas mum has the same status like mois mufrashes. So then, wouldn't it be better, perhaps, more understandable that the Mishnah should distinguish between one class of animals and the other class of animals. Those type of behemoths which happen to be balis mum, they have the standard, they have the status of mois tumois, yibel and adava, and those that happen to be tmi mois, then chatas tumos, hoyle tekarav, hoyle shlamin tekarav, hoyle shlamin. Wouldn't that have been preferable to show the contrast between the two? Zokti yimora, my iria mois, why does the Mishnah use the term mois tumois? Lay mois le behem balis mum, yibel and adava. And for the Gemara, Hachinami, Balas Mum, L'may Kedisha, L'dami, L'dami Haina Mois. That in fact is really the halacha of the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say expressly, Behemah Balas Mum. But what is a Behemah Balas Mum? You can't use a Behemah Balas Mum that you are makdish for an animal.
It's a pile of cash.
It's a pile of cash. You have to go to the market, find a suitable buyer, go and negotiate a price, you take that money, and you're going to use it to go and buy an oil, and you're going to go and use it and buy a shlub. So that is just like mois tumois. Okay, it's easier if you have the cash, you don't even have to go to the marketplace. But since the meat market has tons and tons of buyers and sellers every single day, or at least on Mondays and Thursdays, whenever the meat market is in operation, so there's no difficulty, and in the half an hour you'll be done. You take the animals, and you get the money, and you're done. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though the Mishnah doesn't use the term behemah balas mum, but when we said mois tumois, we mean cash and cash equivalents, which would include the behemah balas mum. Achanavi balas mum, the mai kedisha ledami. No, dami hainamot dostakelt. Masav Rava. Rava is going to ask the almost identical question to what Rav Hamnuna just asked, but from a much lengthier brisa. This brisa starts here, as you see, in the middle of the Amud Beis, and it ends off about four lines before the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph.
Wow.
And you're saying to yourself, wow, how are we going to learn all of that so quickly? Yeah, you'll see. I'm sorry?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. But you don't have to run to work now, right?
No.
Anyway, the good news, as you will see, is that the Braisa has a rhythm to it and a pattern which is fairly easy to go through. The point that this Braisa is trying to make is very, very simple. That if you already had an animal that was selected and designated for a carbon, you can't play with it and switch from one carbon to another. For instance, what happens if a person set aside a carbon chatos because he accidentally ate chaylev, and he intends bringing it for the chaylev for that iser, and then a week later he did a very dumb thing. He thought that he was drinking Kool-Aid, and it turns out that he was drinking dam. That he was drinking blood. So that alters a chiyuv karis b'mezid, which also requires a chatos b'shogeg. So now, can he go and switch and say, you know what? That chatas that I set aside for the chaylev, I'm going to first bring that for the dam, and then I'm going to bring another behemoth for the chaylev.
That's a dumb thing to do.
A dumb thing to do. And not only is it a dumb thing to do, but you're not allowed to do it. You can't go make a switch. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't make a switch.
It has to be chayt specific.
That's exactly right. Chayt specific, and you're going to see that, in fact, in the Gemara shortly. The Gemara is going to go through a number of examples. First, they're going to talk about what happens if the father, Rahman al-Islam, ate chaylev and then the son wants to use and the father passed away, and therefore you cannot go and use that carbon because the chattas is
a...
Right. So I would think maybe the son can go and take over and use it for the same chayt, for a different chayt, for a chayt chomer, a chayt kala. The Gemara is going to go that first he got it from his father. What happens if he didn't get behemoths? He got money from his father. Then we're going to talk about if he had his own money, he had his own behemoths. You'll see there's a natural rhythm that goes to it. But the bottom line is the Gemara is going to ask when we're finished with this whole lengthy braisa, we're going to kind of get lost in the forest for the trees. But the Gemara basically is going to ask, one of the cases is talking about behema. Isn't that behema including not only a behema tmima, but also behema balas mum? And therefore it destroys your distinction that you made on Chof Vav Amid Beis between behema balas mum, behema tmima, that you said balas mum is just like mois. I see it's not, I see it's like behema tmima. And again, the Gemara is going to answer the same terrors that we just gave. No, we're talking specifically only by behema tmima. Aye, so why don't we then discuss the behema balas mum vis-a-vis behema tmima? Because what is behema balas mum for? It's intended for money, so it's a cash equivalent. So we said mois. Okay, it's the same, as you'll see. Good. Zokim ha-masav rab. Karbonoi. There are a number of different karbanois brought in the psukim, and each time the Gemara is quoting another pasuk, we're going to have two or three psukim which are quoted, assuming that we have a proper. Yeah. So you have the Torah Ora Shalom here on the right hand margin for those that have it. So it says in the pasuk, "Oyhoida elov chatosay asher chata ba dehevi es karbanoi sir izim zochar tam." Since it's talking about a chatos of a soir is only by a
nasi.
Nasi has to go and bring, instead of a commoner bring a kizba seir, the nasi has to go and bring a korban chatos, which is a soir, which is a male, not a female seira, but a male soir. Okay, very good. But it uses the expression vehevi as karbanoi. It should just simply say vehevi as a carbon, or just vehevi as seir izim. Why does it have to say karbanoi? So darshini mar karbanoi bekarbanu yoytiv and yoytiv bekarbanov. He has to use his own and not his father's carbon. What means his father's carbon? That if the father passed away, then the son cannot go and use that carbon. That's why you have to have karbanoi. The obvious question is, I don't need karbanoi for that. If the father set aside a carbon for a carbon chatas, then of course the son can't use it because it's a chatas shemesu balea. And that's the toises here, four toises before the end, about 10 lines before the bottom of the omud. You'll see in the middle of the line, veini yoytze b'carbon ovif. Yes, Shelly, what would you like to add?
But what if it was the same chatas that he learned from his father?
What do you mean, the same chatas that he learned from his father? In other words,
so his father ate something that was inappropriate.
And he ate the same inappropriate item.
And he saw his father eating it, and so he was...
Okay, so bear with us.
The same thing.
What you're asking is an excellent question. Hold the question just for a moment. We're looking now at the Toisus, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line, where it says, Ve'ena yotze b'karben aviv. Tzorech Ion asked Toises. To my Itzrich Kro, what do I need a pasuk for? Havade dechata shemel mesubaleh lemisa azla. Umay haide ka'omar nami basa hachi. Aviyotzu bekarmen oviv shifri mekala alakala. Why are we even asking these questions? Anytime that you have a chata shemesubaleh, it's lemisa, it's automatic. What do I need a karbanoi that the son cannot use the carbon of the father? As you see, Toises plies by Tzorech Ion. However, the Shitim Kubetzis brings Rabbeinu Peretz that gives an answer, and he says, I would have thought that since we have a rule, bro karada avuha, that a son is like the extension of his father, so even though the father passed away, but the father has now been, if you will, re-established, resurrected through his son, so maybe the son perhaps could go and use it instead. That's why Kamash Mulan, that's why you have to have a special pasuk, karbanoi ve'ini yoytze v'karban avu. Now says the price. Yochel lo yetsi bekarboni shel oviv shehifresh min hakala ala chamura, or min hachamura ala kala. I would say the only time you cannot use the carbon of your father is if your father was mafreshit for a different type of chait. This is what Shelley was bringing to the fore a moment ago, that what shehifresh min hakala ala chamura, the father, for instance, was mafresh this carbon for the kala, and the son wants to use it for a chamura. Now, what does kala and chamura mean in this context? After all of these karbanis chatas are brought where if he did a b'mezid chas v'sholem, he would get kareis, and because he did a b'shoi, he would bring a karbon chatas. So aren't they all across the board kalois or chamurais? When do you have kala or chamura? So the Rosh answers that very simply, and he says that even though there are certain karbonis that you bring because the b'mezid was a kareis, however, there are certain circumstances where if the person did that chait b'mezid with hasra, with edim, then he can go and get misa b'deyodim, such as skila. The cases that the Rosh give as an example is the gabi chul Shabbos, the gabi avodah zara. Masha'inkin, a person who ate chaylev, even if he did it b'mezid with hasra and with edim, yes, Gemara Maseches Malkus says perhaps you can go and give him Malkus, and with that Malkus you can go and patter him from the karbanos. But we're talking about a situation where he didn't opt for the Malkus, or he didn't get the Malkus, then he gets his karbanos. But there's no Misa involved. So therefore, Chela the Dam and similar such Isurim, although there's Kareis B'mezid, there is no Skil of B'mezid, that's called the Kala. The Chela Shabbos, or the Avodah Zarah, where he had Edom and Asura, then you get Chas V'Shalom Skila, that's called the Chamura. And therefore, getting back to our Gemara, Shokti Gemara, I might have thought, Yochelo Yeitzi B'Karboni Shel Oviv, when can the son not use the carbon of his father who passed away? Shehivrish Menakala Chamura, the father, for instance, been mafreshit for the more Kal, such as the Chela Hodam, and he did the Chamura. Oy, menachamura lakala. Or the father,
Mechal Shabbos,
over here, Voynezara, again, Bishoyig, and now the son only ate a piece of Chaylin Bishoyig, only, but still not Skila. So I would think then he cannot go and use the father's. If they happen to be the exact same Chayt, which is what we heard from Shelley a couple of minutes ago, where the father ate chaylev and the son ate chaylev, the father ate, father did chil Shabbos, the son did chil Shabbos, I might have thought maybe you could use the same carbon since they're the same chayt specific, as you heard earlier from Shelley, both for chaylev, both for dam, both for chil Shabbos, both for avodah zarah. Talmaloyim, no, that's why I have another pasuk karbonai. Where's this other pasuk karbonai? Here we're already talking about a regular commoner. Oy hoyda elav chatosa yeshe chata vehivi karbonai siras izim tmima nekeva chatosa yeshe chata. He can go and bring a sira, and of course there's another parasha that he can go and bring a kizba. But the point is, it says karbonai once again. The karbonai hu yoytz ven yoytz be karbonai shel oviv, even if they happen to be of the same genre, both of them happen to be chatos chaylev or chatos dam, etc., or chatos Shabbos. Maybe the father left over behema. That's what we were saying up at the top of the Amud. You can only be megaleach with your father's animals if the son took upon himself a neder of Naziris, al menas shagaleach, that I should be able to use my father's kabbats. However, if the son didn't say that, or for instance, if the father and son were both concurrently, they were Nazirim, and the father never passed away and left over the Kabbanas, and you know the Megaleach Behemoth on Nazirs. You cannot go and use your father's Behemoth by Nazirs. Avil Yoitzim in Ma'oish Hifrish Aviv. Okay, Behemoth Takanish, but maybe Ma'oish, yes. So if the father passed away and he left over Ma'oish, maybe then the son, and now we're not talking about the Nazir situation, we're talking about back to our case. The father passed away, he had, for instance, been Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig and he put away money, or he had been eight chaylev b'shoigig and he put away money, and now the father passed away and he didn't have a chance to convert that money into behemah and bring it for a carbon, so that these monies are left over. So I would think that maybe the son, hitaka karbanoi, he cannot use the behemas of it, but yoytze b'moish ifrish of it, but the money that the father left over, he could. Afil min ha-chamura ala kalim min ha-kal al chamura, and you can switch at that time from a chaylev to a avodah zarah, from a avodah zarah to a chaylev, because it's all money. Shari odem galech al mois of menazirs, because a person can use the mois stumen that was left behind by his father benazirs, in the case where he says amanash agalech al nazirs of it, like we had at the top of the amid. But bizman shem stumen, but bizman shem mufarashin, only if the moy stumen, because moy mufarashin, then you would not be able to go chatas meisus. Exactly right. So therefore, zokti mar. So I might have thought, therefore, if the father passed away and he left over money for a chatas chaylev or a chatas dam or a chatas avodah zarah or whatever, maybe the son could go and use it again. Tamalim again. I have another karbonai. Now this is already a third pasuk, and this is now talking about the kizba for the commoner. Then keves yovi karbonai lechatas nekeva semima yiviena. And again, it says karbonai. The karbonai who yoytzven yoytzven karbon of it. Aha. So far.
So,
I'm sorry.
So
yeah.
In most of these cases, now we understand why it's karbonai.
Now we understand what karbonai. Karbonoi, Benoi. Very good, thank you. So we just heard from Shelley. Shelley's trying to focus on the fact that Karbonoi has baked in the word Karbonoi,
Benoi.
And so therefore the Benoi cannot go and use the carbon of the father. So we've really gone through different cases over here. We went both whether the father left over Behemois or the father left over Mois. Based on all of these three Karbonois, you cannot use any of that that's left over by the father. Second Gemara. So I might think now, Yochel, we're on the third line of Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Yochel, Zat Moichel, Famach Natiyashkoyach. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yetzi B'moi Shehifrish, Afilo, you cannot go and use the Bach as the word Aviv. Yochel, Lo Yetzi B'moi Shehifrish Aviv, Afilo, Menachala Ala Kala, Menachamura Ala Chamura, that you cannot go and use the monies that were left over by your father. by one's father. Kala al kala sai, if you're talking about a case of
Chelevan
Chelev, exactly. Av yoytze bekarmin shehifrish li atzmoy. Oh, now for the first time we're switching gears. We're not talking about the father anymore, but about his own karbonis that he himself set aside, the haymois or mo'ois, as we will see in a moment. I would think that here I don't have a problem of karbanoi because it's his own and it's not benoi, it's his own, right? And so therefore, if he set aside an animal to go and use for chatas chaylev, gzuntai, and then he was machal Shabbos, bishoyi, that he can be able to switch. Or menachamur alakali, put it aside for Shabbos, he wants to use it now for chaylev. Tamalei machar banoi al chatas soy. In other words, as you said, Shelley, it's got to be chet specific. It has to be davka on the same chet. Oh, okay, so it's got to be the same chet. Says Yimura, Yochol yetsa bebehima shehifrish la'atz menakala alakala menachamura alachamura. Afil menakala alachamura menachamura alakala. Shekein im hifrish behema alachaylev, vehebi aladam. Oy aladam vehebi alachaylev. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying is, until now we were talking about behemoth. We're going to soon switch now to mois. So maybe by the case of behemoth, there's this thing, it's got to be kabanoi al-chatasai. It's got to be very, very specific. And therefore, you can't go and start switching around from chaylev to Shabbos and Shabbos to chaylev, etc. And not only that, but you can't even go and switch around from one chatas chaylev to another chatas chaylev. If he, by accident, ate chaylev on Sunday morning and he set aside a chatas, and then again, 3 days later on Wednesday, he went and ate chaylev again, b'shoygig, and he put away another carbon, or he has to put a carbon, he can't go and switch it around and say, I'm going to use the Sunday carbon for my Wednesday chet, or my Wednesday carbon for the Sunday chet. It's got to be the one that you designated initially. Now, what's the reason why you cannot do all of those things? Shahari loy mo'al, and as a result, v'loy kiper. What means shahari loy mo'al? So the Tosis explains loy mo'al means that when you take this carbon and you give it to the kohen and you make a switch, whether it's from kala to kala, chamura to chamura, kala to chamura, chamura to kala, you're not switching it from hegdish to hegyoit, you're switching it from hegdish to hegdish.
Yes.
Because you're just saying, it's not on the chaylev, it's on the dam. Or it's not the Sunday chaylev, it's on the Wednesday chaylev.
It's all under the domain of hegdish.
It's all under the domain of hegdish. Since it's all under the domain of hegdish, and has not gone out lechulin, you haven't been moil. Since you haven't been moil, the kedusha has remained intact, and everything is fine when you do that, b'shoyit. Therefore, says the Gemara, V'loy kiper, if instead of doing it b'shoyig, if he does b'mezid, meaning he knows that this is the Sunday carbon, and he decides, I want to go and bring it for the Wednesday, or I know it's chaylev, I want to use it for dam. Says the Gemara, v'loy kiper, it's not going to go and work. Why won't it work? That's fine, but he's focusing really on the fact that if you did a b'shoigig loy mo'al, you really haven't changed the nature of this carbon, because it was within the hegdish domain all along, and therefore, loy kiper, if now b'mezid you want to go and switch one from the other, you cannot, because it still remains in its initial kedusha. You haven't been mo'al, you haven't abused it, misused it, it remains its original kedusha, and therefore it will not be mechaper on chet number two. If you say that I'm changing it from chet to dam, sorry, you can't do that, and if you did it b'mezid, you did not get the kapara.
Did I get perfect either one?
No, for the second one. For the second one.
For the second, but the first one you would.
It appears,
why,
yes.
Well, why would it? It would be the slow lishma. It's not lishma. And
Okay, so that's why you have, again, lengthy talks.
Okay.
The Gemara only is focused on Valip, the Kippur, Snakin, the Chaper on the second one. Exactly. Or on the Dam or Chaylev, whatever he switched it to. Zog the Gemara. That's the Gabi Karbonis, Behemois. But I would think of Yitzbe Moishe Hifrish Le'atzmoi, that he set aside monies to go and bring again, Menachal Lekal, Menachamura, Menachamura, Menachamura Lekal, Menachal Lechamura, that if he wanted to go and switch monies that he set aside for a Chatas Chedev, he can go and use it for Chatas Dam, or he can go and use it for another Chatas Chedev, or he can go and use it for Shabbos, or from Shabbos to Chedev. Or like we had the same pattern that we have throughout this place. Why shekinim hifrish la'atzmoi mois? What happens if you go and put aside money for himself to go and bring a korban for purpose of minachelif. It's on the side they change it up. Minachelif, no, alachelif, because you don't take mois minachelif. But you can him hivish la'atzei mois alachelif. Behevi aladam. Ol adam behevi alachelif. Shehari moil, in such a case he would be moil. Now why would he be moil in such a case? So the Tosis explains, because over here, since you're talking about money, we're not talking about behemoths, the only way that he's going to be able to go and get a korban now is to go and take it to the head yoit and tell him, here's money and I want to go and buy from you an animal. And now he's trying to go and make a switch from monies that had been designated for kedushas chatas chaylev, and he wants to go and switch it from chatas chaylev
to chatas shabbos, to chatas dam,
etc. So what happens in that case? Here he would be moil. Why is he moil? Because
he's transacting with the money.
He's transacting the money with a head joint because he's taking hegdish money and he's trying to use that now for. And what's really happening is he's doing kind of a double transaction. What he's doing is he's taking the money and he's converting it now to chulin by going and taking an animal and taking that animal instead of using for the original chatas chaylev. Now he's switching it from chatas chaylev to chatas dam. And therefore, that's all within the domain of hedyot, because he's now taking for the first time these mois, and he's using it to go and buy an animal. You can't use it to go and buy an animal for chatas dam. If originally when you set it aside, you allocated for chatas chaylev, that's now making a switch. And you're switching not from hegdish to hegdish, you're doing it from hegdish to hegdish, the chulin, because you're buying a chulin animal, and you're converting it. What should you have converted it to? To a chatas chaylev, because that's what I put the money away for chatas chaylev. But I'm doing it now for a chatas dam. Oh, so therefore I am moil. Because I am moil, every time you do a me'ila, as you know, you take away your mechalalit, and therefore, ironically, as a result of the kippur, now it is mechaper on the second carbon. Or at least that would be my thought process, says the Braisa. I would think that since you're moil in the second, and when you're moil, you're mechalal, so maybe the monies could then be accepted, not in the form of money, but in the form of this new behemoth that you bought with the money, and you could bring it for the Beis HaMikdash and change it from the Chatas Chelev to Chelev Dam, to Dam. You shouldn't have done it. But if you did do it, maybe it would work, because it would be effective, because you were Moil and you switched it and
it became your money.
It became Chulin again, and therefore you were able to go.
It becomes Chulin, it doesn't.
Yeah, because otherwise you're not Moil. If it's doesn't Chulin,
he was Moil.
That's typically the rule. When you're Moil, the Hegdish, that you're Mechalit. I'll make sure we get to Masechus Me'ilu, we'll learn it in greater detail.
But you have to pay a penalty, a 20%.
If you did a Beshogay, you bring a fifth.
You have to be moisef a chaymish. You have to be moisef a chaymish for other things, like if a person
truma.
For what about truma?
If you take a zari eats truma.
Zari eats truma. You have to add a chamishisa yosef olava. A zari eats truma. But in the case of kabbanis, this doesn't apply to the din of the 20%.
And therefore, you can use it for.
And it's effective kapara for the second. For the
third.
If somebody was maktish a table or chair, the bed of kabbayis, and then the gizbar auctions it off, and the original owner is the one that buys it back, he has to add an additional chaymish. If you're talking about a behemoth that becomes a balas mum, or you're talking about the money that he set aside to go and buy an animal, he wouldn't have to add the 20%. Anyway, so I might have thought that if a person takes his own money that he had set aside for chatas chaylev, and he wants to use it for the chatas dam, that it would work. Therefore, none of these types of gimmicks or procedures work, transactions work. Every time it's got to be the money or the carbon that he set aside for chaylev or for dam or for shabbat, used for that purpose and no other purpose. Even if you had multiple dams or multiple chaylevs, multiple chaylev shabbos, what you set it aside for, you got to use it for that one specifically. That's what I learned from the karbanoi, mitachat asoi, that it's got to be his own funds, and it's got to be not his father's funds, as well as when it's his own funds, it's got to be for that chait specific that he set aside initially.
Crime specific.
Except for the korbanos that he undertook, almanas, as a nazir, right?
Nazir. That would be the exception to
that. That's the one carve-out.
Right, exactly. Like all rules. All rules have exceptions. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find one rule that doesn't have an exception. That would be the exception to that rule. Anyway, we now have completed this fairly lengthy braisa, but you get the swing of the braisa. It's Ketani Nias. What did we say in this braisa? There's a difference between a behema and ma'ois. We said it by the Ovi, we said it by himself. My love afilu balas mum. When we kept on talking about behemois, that he was mafrish, or that the father was mafrish, didn't that include a behema balas mum? And we distinguished between that and between the ma'ois. So it sounds like behema balas mum would have the same din just like a tmima. It would not have a din of ma'ois sumin. And you kept on saying back on Chavavim Medeis, yesterday's Gemara, that although we said ma'ois v'loi behema, v'loi saver, v'loi nascha, that's only talking about a behema which is a tmima. But behema balas mum has the same status, just like cash equivalent, just like cash itself. And the Bryce is not mashma that way. The Bryce has said that it's a difference between cash and behemoth, and we didn't say within behemoths themselves that there's a distinction between tamimois and balas mum. Is ketani mias behemoth might love a feel of balas mum? So you want to lie to me? We're talking about tamim. And balas mum might, what would be the dinkistuma damia? In fact, that would be like mois tumois. So very tomorrow. So my here you ketani mois shehifresh aviv. Why did we say earlier on the Bryce here on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the last four lines, Avi Yoytze Mois Shehifresh Aviv, I would think you'd be able to use those Mois. Why don't we go and change, instead of going from Behema to Mois, why don't we say, listen to Balas Mum, go from Behema to Mima to Behema Balas Mum, and say that the same thing applies at Karbanoi, that you cannot use your father's carbon, whether it was a Behema to Mima or Behema Balas Mum. Why did we go and talk about Mois? What are you going to use a Balas Mum for? The dummy. For money. No. Domi, hayne mois. It's the same thing. What the Gemara means to say is that even though the Braisa uses the term mois shehifresh aviv, that really means behema balas mum in parentheses, because
it's a verbal equivalent as well as a cash equivalent.
A cash equivalent, a verbal equivalent, the exact same din, mois tumois and the kabonois, which were balas mum, because by definition, what can you use a carbon balas mum for? Only for one thing, to be poided, to use the money to go and buy other coins. So it's just like Moistumin. So it has the exact same din, and so therefore, no kasha on what we said, that Moistumin and Behemba Balas Mum are on the same level, in the same madrig. And both of them, therefore, in a case of Chas Shom, a person who's a mess, it would Yiplu Linedava, as opposed to Behemba, which was a Tmima, it does not Yiplu Linedava. What would you say with it? So Parshat Halach is, according to Rosh and according to the Toises, then you would have to go and have it as a Chomesh HaTois, Mesois, because it has, because part of it, which means the Kippah, because of the fact that it's Moiser Chatzis, which goes Lamisa. And we should all go, Ba'atav Bik Lachem Rekechem, Chaim Kulcha Mayoim, Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful day, Mishnah to be continued, the Mishnah tomorrow.